You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to ROFL!
The show about motivation and being yourself.
That's right. What does ROFL?
Reach out for love. The show about motivation and
love.
Being yourself.
Being yourself.
How do you be yourself?
How do you?
Let's find out.
And I didn't really like the thought of that because I felt like, you know, I don't have the power to change this, or I don't have the ability to make these decisions because I don't have like the proper tools.
Utilities?
I didn't have the proper tools to make some stuff happen. So what I decided to do to combat that, instead of be upset and just stick with whatever I can do and just like, you know, sometimes we do just accept things for what they are.
The worst thing we can ever do in life is just give up and comply with literally anything we're told.
Right, because like, look at people in history.
Yeah.
They have made a huge difference for our lives today to turn the world into what it is now. And I'm not saying, oh yeah, my life's great because, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that technology has advanced.
Yep.
Scientists have spent their whole lives to figure out how to make technology work more efficient, more efficiently, make it more effective. Yes, it could be used for evil. Yes, I'm not saying it's not going to.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying it exists, and we have advanced as a society because of certain sacrifices that people in the past have made.
That's one of my favorite things about science and like scientists in general. Even though I'm like, I've never been like a math and science person. I've always been like a social science kind of person, or like a, you know, reading and writing kind of person, if you're just going to go by like school subjects. But I always enjoy when I hear how like the specific and like niche areas and questions and like, for lack of a better term, like experiments. I find it fascinating the fact that like you can study, field of study, you become a genuine like expert in that, and you have specialty knowledge that like very few others would just know, and then even like be able to learn or access. Like I'm a big proponent of like free and open access to like any and all educational material.
Right.
I don't see why. Like it really frustrates me, and I know it frustrates a lot of academics, who are like to your point, who like when they're in their fields of study, whatever it is, they're looking at it from like a more holistic, like positivist, like, you know, giving back to society, being part of like, you know, doing better for everyone around them. And they get really upset because like so much of like their work or their field of study or knowledge is like behind paywalls or like gate kept. And I wish like all of academia was more like a public library.
I understand that. Yeah, I can definitely see that. And going back to your point about the whole like the more we learn, the more we see. Mm-hmm. Also, when you're learning, the great thing about a person who's specializing in anything, mm-hmm, is that there's always more to learn.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
No matter
that's
what.
True. Never stop learning.
Yeah.
If anyone ever says, and I don't know anyone who would say this, so like maybe I just keep in good company or something, but like if I ever hear someone like being like pretty serious about like being negative on learning or thinking that there's like an end to learning, like if someone graduates high school and they're just like, I know anything and everything I ever need to know, and they're just like not curious about like the world around them, or they don't take the time to just like, I don't know. I can't even put it into words because I can't imagine not being curious about knowledge.
I like that you brought up high school, because I was actually going to mention earlier that when we're in high school, we're not specializing in anything.
No.
They actually make us learn all different
a little bit
of
everything
subjects. Yep. Right. And then when we get older, that's when we start to focus in and figure out what we want to do. And sometimes it takes us a lot longer than we'd like to figure that out specifically.
Yeah.
But honestly, my experience learning so much different, like a diverse background.
Yeah, because you've been in school for forever. Yeah. Like, have multiple degrees at this point, just because you keep,
right.
you like get into a program or a subject, and you just kind of like dive in head first and just keep learning, you know?
Right, and my experience with that, I've learned that it's actually, it grows you as a person.
Yeah, no, it does.
And the reason why in high school, because I was thinking about this the other day, I was like, in high school, we are learning every topic. And I'm like, am I still in high school technically with my own mind? Because I'm like, I feel like, because when I was in high school, I actually struggled with picking one thing. I don't like
I'm not
anything.
Surprised at all.
I was like, oh man, I really like everything.
I like everything. Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm like that too. I'm like that too, except for like math. I don't want to know.
I liked math too.
I can't. I was never good at math. And it just kind of like seeing how the equations get to be after like algebra 2, I was just like, I can't.
Oh
like,
no. Yeah. It gets extremely
It's really hard.
Crazy.
Like it just, my brain doesn't work with numbers very well as much as it works with
right.
language.
No, I'm with you on that. When it comes to specializing in it, like you were saying, it takes a very unique person in order to specialize in anything.
Yeah, I have all the respect in the world for people that do like the hard analytic science
right,
like that because
right.
it's not that I never don't see its importance or its usefulness or like why it matters, but some stuff is just very dense to me to like get into like. Not near easily like as accessible or like easy to understand unless I'm really coming in at like the ground floor. But it can be hard to do that sometimes.
The thing I look up to for those people that specialize in anything is like I really look up to them and they inspire me because they actually love what they're doing.
Yeah,
they
love that. I love seeing people in their passions.
Right, exactly. They wake up every single day and they're just like, I love what I'm doing every single day. I'm like, really? Oh my gosh, I love that.
It's like low-key how I feel about my job. I'm not going to lie. I was talking to Jason here at the station. For those listening, it's a student station. You probably know, if you've been around the radio station, you know who Jason Beatty is. Shout out, Jason. In the midst of our conversation, I had said, man, I really like coming into. I don't want this to suddenly come off like a full negative.
No.
But like I'm also very much like anti work. Like if work is pointless or draining or could be like made like. Automate the stuff nobody wants to do
right.
So everyone can do like the creative stuff. There's people who love the raw repetitious routine of things.
Yeah,
And I love that to an extent. Like when it comes to my own special interests, I'm all about that. But I can't, that doesn't apply to everything I could possibly do because some stuff just doesn't hold my attention.
That's why it's when I said unique person to specialize in a specific subject.
Exactly.
Like everybody's unique and everybody's going to be finding passion and love in whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is making a difference in the world.
Right.
Because people are following these rules. Like they are building their whole life around that. And they're building the lives of their children and the lives of their children's children around
right,
it. So
right.
we would expect it to be a good society. But yeah. Like there's always that black and white and those issues that occur that, you know, for the minority that just don't work out for us.
They just don't.
Until it becomes a majority problem. Usually they're overlooked and no one really like, well, people do care, but like, you know, the big scope
just
of things is that.
Just because there's people out there who care doesn't mean they're in the positions of power and authority to like
right.
do anything with the matter at hand.
Right. And, you know, sometimes they say, you know, opinions change. But, you know,
I would hope so.
The psychology behind it, though, is that the older you get, the less likely you're going to change your opinion on anything.
Yeah. That has to do with just
brain
like
chemistry.
Brain chemistry and like. Our
and
brains,
a lot of other things.
Our brains like becoming like rigid as we age if we don't continuously learn. Like
I can see, yeah, exactly.
It has to do with neural pathways.
Yep.
So
exactly.
it's the same way that like when we're talking about our own like behaviors, like we talk about mental health like literally as part of the show, like by default. So like as I would help myself with my mental and emotional health by like realizing that my neural pathways might cause me to default into certain thought patterns, behavior patterns, what have you. We can change them over time, even if they do come from like kind of air quotes here, like core memories or core parenting, learning, whatever. But we can even change those over time with measured study with like self-love techniques, like healthy coping mechanisms.
It takes time. Same way that you build the time it took to build that and get you, my life experience.
Right.
This is what I know from my whole life. Okay, well, we can change it. You just have to, first acknowledge that the fact that, you know, that it has happened.
Yeah.
Where you have made that a thing that you're
this is a thing,
right? Yeah,
this exists. This is a pattern.
Is a thing. Yeah, exactly.
This is a behavior. This is a thought. And anyways, I was bringing up the whole neural pathway thing and the plasticity. It's a plasticity of the brain. So as we get older, what helps us, my understanding, what helps us continue to kind of like, I guess for like layman's terms, like keep an open mind,
right?
Like, and not get like stuck in like there's only like the like black and white thinking,
right?
Is A, obviously, like continuing to learn, but I think also it's kind of having like a core concept in yourself. Like, where are you rooted in your own like values? And I know for me, one of mine is actually it comes from far be it for me to be inspired by music. What that all I know is that I don't know nothing.
Wesley's the most music.
I'm the most. I can't play anything, but I've got a voice, and I sometimes write lyrics.
You got a voice.
I have a voice. I speak.
Oh,
yeah. No, that's.
I thought you meant you're gonna sing.
Oh no. I mean, I could, but like, not with. I'm the kind of person that like I can't sing well. The side tangent. I don't feel like I'm a very good singer if I don't have like the music.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because otherwise, I can't figure out where I need like my starting point. You know.
You know,
like,
I used to think that everybody would be able to just naturally, like they all naturally heard.
But then you didn't know what tone deafness was and everything.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean you guys don't hear music in your head?
What do you mean you're like, what's tone deaf? I don't know what tone deaf is.
Some people have. It's so crazy because growing up, I've always had like every voice / music / like it's never quiet in my head, and I know you told me this, that you're the same way.
Yeah,
but it's like some of my friends have no thoughts, no words, no, they don't
have
a
head
voice.
They don't have
head.
A what's it? Well, yeah, they don't have a like an inner voice.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I was so
must
shocked.
Be nice.
I don't know if that's nice. I don't know.
I'd be lonely, man. Like,
it depends
my
on the person.
Thoughts keep me company, man. Like, even if they're not good thoughts, at least I'm not alone.
I genuinely thought everyone had that inner voice or whatever. I wonder if it's because, and this is just like a weird hypothetical thing I've created in my mind.
See, this is a great question for someone who specializes in this field. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's always a specialty, like a specialist out there that is so excited if they get asked, like, I don't want to say the right questions, but like the stuff in their focus.
Yeah, that's true. And we could sit here talking about hypotheticals like for a long time.
It's all we can do when we're talking about abstract concepts already.
I was thinking, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The hypothetical, the abstract, I have an abstract concept.
Okay.
I don't even know if this is an abstract concept. But you know how there's twins and then like sometimes other, like when you're in the belly or in the womb and then you're just like growing and then there's another person growing at the same time. Sometimes like they get overpowered by the other.
Oh, like one eats the other?
Yeah. Or something. I've heard something
I don't
that.
Know. Phrasing. It's always the phrasing. Like one eats the other one. But like,
I've always wondered if like when you do have like people who are schizo, for example, were they supposed to?
Oh,
I've always wondered.
Okay.
I've always
Hold
wondered.
On. That's an interesting thought.
We could have someone maybe like go in.
I guess a specialist on schizophrenia.
Specialize on that.
See, here's the, and see, that's us being like at UNLV. I feel like somehow, somewhere there's someone here would know like, hey, do you have a connection to like someone who like.
Can answer that question.
Who knows schizophrenia or like knows like mental health disorders and stuff.
Yeah, like, mental health is like constantly people are just constantly learning more and more about it, and they're trying to link it to science, to the science, the biological sciences.
Yeah.
And it should, I believe it should be connected to the biological sciences, because
the brain's so complex,
the body is so complex.
The brain,
the whole body is extremely complex, and there's so much physical that affects the mental and mental that affects the physical.
Yeah, like it's crazy. Like, I don't know how, but I don't even remember how old I was, but I was definitely like probably in teenage years, if not like approaching college age, before it really like I understood that like me dealing with like anxiety and depression since I was like a little kid, I never thought about it having like physical manifestations. I never thought about it having like adverse health effects, right?
Because, mine's like the opposite. Like, yeah. I never thought that the mental, because growing up, my family wasn't talking about mental stuff, like mental yeah. health as much. They would just be like, oh, if you're ill, it's because you're physically ill.
Right.
So
like, oh, right.
Okay. And, you know, mental health wasn't really talked about back then either. No, it's much more widely talked about now.
I feel like it's only really become, I don't want to say popular, but a common.
Which is extremely
accepted conversation,
right?
In the last maybe 20 years, like not even 20, like
and
10.
Let's think
15.
About all those people who sacrificed in order to get us to this point, because yeah. there was a lot of people fighting off ideas.
It's
like,
fighting demons.
Why are you fighting ideas? Like, this is just like, why do we fight ideas? And it's because
they're incompatible with the ones we currently hold.
Exactly.
And we don't want to be wrong.
Exactly.
I get why people be like, oh my God, my ego is protecting me from like the quote unquote harm or shame or guilt of like, I was wrong or I did something with the wrong information or whatever it is, right? But it's like, it's crazy to me, again, just being grown now, I suppose, at 29, to think that people would get hung up on like, oh my God, I was wrong. And like, oh, I'm a bad person now, or like wherever it can go.
I love when people can accept that they're wrong in yeah. general, because everyone gets like everyone's wrong.
I honestly love being wrong because that
in
means
something.
In something, because typically if it comes up in a conversation like now and someone knows, then I can learn something.
Right.
And I love learning. Like, I don't know.
Yes.
It's
yes,
crazy to me
exactly.
that I just grew up watching a lot of PBS when I was a kid. That's like, I don't know. Like, why do you not like learning? It's crazy to me.
The equality of ability to learn. I was thinking, I was like, yeah, I got degrees or this, you know, it's so funny. I was thinking about this right before the podcast. I was thinking, yeah, I got degrees, but I mean, if it's not equal for everybody's opportunities, not equal to get a certain degree, it's
yeah.
Just
or
like,
do you even be in your position to get the degree
yeah,
and all
like,
that stuff?
Yeah, I was
yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
you
equal
know,
access.
Degree. You don't need to have a degree to know certain information. It's readily available
it readily
for
available,
us outside.
Yeah. Like I have a degree in journalism and media studies, and that means that I have like, a broad knowledge of stuff related to radio and print and online media, but then also in, at least I don't know if it's changed, but I know that when I was getting my degree here, the way that this program worked was, you know, you have your normal track of like, here's your classes, here's your focus, da 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 da. But then you have an outside area.
Right.
So that's you're still in the same college that has other degree fields in
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
And just go and get an amount of credits in whatever other subjects you want, as
right.
long as they're within the college. So in College of Urban Affairs here, besides journalism, you know, we have like criminal justice, we have like, I think sociology as well. We have social work. We have like counseling. And so I took an interest in like in counseling and like basically everything to do with like therapy.
Right.
Because when I was in college, I was just starting to realize I was like in therapy at the time. And I was like, man, I want to know as much as I can to like, what's wrong with me? Like, I want to figure out like what's going on. Like, why do I?
That is that's the best. That's yeah. the best motivator right there.
Yeah.
Once you
what's
get
wrong
a thought,
with me?
No, oh. like that's actually funny.
That's funny. It's really funny.
No, I'm saying like when you get that thought of I want to know this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's the best time to get. To
yeah,
delve in, like
yeah.
in that moment, just go delve in, like in that moment, if you could.
And to that topic, I'm realizing how much I would die for our grading and evaluation systems
uh-huh.
to change,
right?
Because like, it's at least for me, I have been traumatized by the expectations of. Like achievement and success. Like
yeah, I can attest to that.
Yeah, like when I was like, I think about it. When I was a kid, I was told, my mom told me, Anything lower, anything besides A's and B's is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right. But like, I also knew what that grading scale was, you know, and just excellent, above average, average, below average, fail. Like, that's the range. And it's like, everything was hinged on getting those good grades. And I know it extrapolates out to like good GPA, get into college, do well in college. Right. If you don't pass classes, then you have to retake them. And da, 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 da. But like the thing is when you hold the consequences based, punishment based, I call it the or else, you know, the empty threat, like the or else of achieving and doing well in academic senses or in any sense, it then takes the impetus off of, isn't learning awesome? And it becomes, I need to know this or else like my life is in jeopardy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it takes, because we have to worry about the what ifs of pass fail and la da da, it gets in the way of like, when we're stressed, when we're anxious, when it feels like do or die kind of stuff in our heads, it actively harms our ability to learn. It gets in our own way to do the thing that we want to do. Cause like, who wouldn't want to do well when learning in school and, you know, that kind of thing, that like sense. But then it just kind of unravels the whole point of it all. So I that's all my point. I would love if we had, I don't know what it would look like. So I apologize for bringing this subject to the table and then not having like an idea, but
I would just
want something a little bit less like, just don't teach to the test, like teach for the sake of learning and knowledge and find better ways to evaluate students with a focus of, do you know what you need to know versus did you get the grade that either pushes you forward or gets schools funding? You know what I mean? Like,
okay, so here's, I got like, because you said that, why do we need these tests to, you're like, it will halter my ability to learn, right?
Well, the part of like do or die on like on grades, because like a lot of at least in my experience, a lot of like learning, especially once you hit like middle school, high school, is kind of like people act like you have one shot, and if you fail at it, then you don't get to retry. And I think that might be kind of what I'm getting at.
Sometimes people will go through life issues and it will not allow them, because like, yeah, you can make a sacrifice to learn something, mm-hmm. but you can't sacrifice if it's your health, or you can't sacrifice if it's your livelihood, basically,
right?
Or a family member, you know, something happening to someone that you truly care about. Like, you wouldn't want to sacrifice your time to study if something extreme like that is happening.
Yeah,
to
if,
you.
Like if life is happening
in that moment.
Yeah, that's true.
However, it does not halter your learning. It halter. Did I even say the word right? Alter?
No, I think you mean hamper. Like hamper your
hamper,
learning.
Like, yeah, it doesn't affect your learning. It just affects your passion to learn.
Well, no, what I'm saying about the whole like, when you're focused on the success of, if you're like, if in the back of your mind, when you're like trying to, you know, write a paper, do a project, something that's like, this grade is huge. Oh my God, I can't, like, what if, like the anxiety and stuff like that is like, when you're so focused on the possibility of like, I could fail and I may not have a second chance. That affects the way that your brain actually like retains,
but you
recognizes
are learning, though.
Not effectively.
Effectively.
No.
I disagree.
How can you learn? Hold on one second. How can you learn effectively if you're under duress?
Okay. So duress will, like, you know how we were talking about getting comfortable. When you're comfortable in a certain situation, you're not going to want to get out of that situation.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's
like that.
Wait, hold
on. You're like, it sounds like you're kind of equating comfort as a bad thing.
No. I'm saying comfort's good. It's a good thing. We all do it. We all get comfortable. But the thing is that once you get comfortable with something, you end up not wanting to change whatever you're doing
right.
in your comfortability.
Right.
So in order for you to get out of that mentality, uh-huh. you're going to need that stress. No matter what, that stress needs to exist.
Oh, well, like a stress is a motivator.
Yeah. And there's extreme stressful situations.
I was going to say, as me with an anxiety disorder, like I can't function with extreme stress very well. So
yeah, if it's too extreme to where it's affecting your health conditions, then yeah, you're going to need to step back a little bit and right. you're going to need to like take a look at those decisions that you're making
right.
and try to like maybe like you say you tell me all the time, Basma, take some stuff off of your plate
yeah.
because I'm worried about you. I'm like, no, I can handle this. Like I know what I can handle, but sometimes you know you're not gonna know what you can handle and what you can't handle.
Yeah, you don't know until you try.
You want to go check out what's
yeah, we're getting looked at. Hi everybody, what's going on? I can't hear you, so
okay. I don't know, do you have something to do?
I don't know, idea.
Okay, but anyways guys, keep learning out there. Don't stress yourselves too much. Stress can be good. We'll talk about comfortability next time.
I'm curious about the comfortability thing because like I feel like somehow you're kind of crossing it with being complacent, and I'm not sure quite yet, but I'm curious to keep that conversation going.
Things. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, guys. See you guys all later. Right,
let's get out of here. I feel like a fish in a fishbowl.
Bye.
Thanks for watching ROFL, Reaching Out for Love with Basma Maria.
If you want to check us out, please go to Basma T at Instagram and Maria Daniela Modica at Instagram.
See you guys later.